Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. You can take us with you on the ESPN app. Listen live, ESPN2, your smart speaker. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, what? How did week one deliver? Oh, my God. It ain't even over yet. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's up, baby?
What's up?
What a day yesterday.
What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
Weekend. What a day.
What a lot of trash talk on our text chain yesterday between all of us. Well, between Key and I. Max, you chimed in when the time was right.
There wasn't any trash talk.
I was trying to fix my Wi-Fi the whole day.
You waited in the weeds. You and Max, y'all gonna wait in the weeds. Y'all waited in the weeds.
Same thing as all of our pre-show meetings. I sit, I listen to Key go on the diatribes, and then I just come in with jabs, Max. That's what I do.
Also, the problem with our text chain is you look down, 67 new messages. I don't even know where the thread begins. I'm like, what are they talking about? I got to go all the way back, read and read.
And when the Saints were down to the Falcons, I was like, I wasn't worried about it. Didn't say nothing, but when
that's such a lie. Now, here, okay,
what,
I forgot.
What, now I'm a liar.
Here's Jay going to set the narrative. When they were down, I was not worried about it. You're down in the first half. You're coming back late in the third. You're making a move in the fourth.
They came back in the fourth. Oh,
slow down. You're making a move in the fourth. I'm like, okay. And then they tied it up or whatever. They went up by one and the game was over.
I mean, it looked right. Michael Thomas and Jameis Winston, they hit their stride. That looked right.
Mikey did all right.
It looked right.
I never thought Joe Burrow was going to lose that game. I'm shocked that he did. But, you know, like when he came back, I'm like, yeah, of course. Of course he's going to come back on these guys. He got this.
That's when they tied up.
Yeah.
But before they lost.
You didn't say nothing the whole time, though.
Before they lost.
Dead silent.
I texted it.
No, you didn't. No. You text as soon as they tied.
Right, I'm going through the text. You automatically assume.
Yeah.
They're going to win it. But I felt that the whole time.
You couldn't have felt that. You're going to come out the whole time. The guy threw 100%. Four
interceptions.
Got sacked out of Lord knows how many times.
Every time I look down, I'm trying to get my Wi-Fi fixed. Every time I look down on my phone, I got the cell service on. I got to figure out what y'all are talking about. Finally, I see, oh, Burrow, of course he's going to win this game. Of course he loses. What a week. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Rodgers being perfect, basically. Rodgers losing. Lamar excellent.
Yeah, Herbert versus Vikings Carr. Give the Vikings some love. It goes on and on.
Saquon did what I said. There's a million things to get into, but, you know, we got to start with the game last night. Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call in 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And, by the way, how long ago did Saturday feel? And that was amazing, too. All right, guys. This is what came out of the game last night. Dak Prescott needs surgery on his right thumb. He's out 6 to 8 weeks to add injury to insult.
Damn. Are we showing Giants highlights?
Well, that's all right. Let's stay right here. No. Let's show this time. Oh, Saquon Barkley.
Did Shannon do this on purpose?
Our TV people, they're still in preseason. They'll figure it out.
You know, why not give people something good to watch while we're talking about Dak's thumb? Watch Saquon Barkley.
It makes Dallas Cowboy fans sick.
Almost
you show
200 yards
Giants highlights while we're talking about their team. That's
200
cold.
100 yards from scrimmage.
Well, look, man, the Cowboys are in trouble. I think they know it. They know that they're in trouble. They can smell it. But they are in trouble because in the offseason, they did not – acquire a backup quarterback that would be sufficient enough if something like this would happen. Quarterbacks rarely play the entire season. So you always, that's why I always say, Max, backup quarterbacks at a premium. If you can get you one, you go and pay for that guy. That's what you do. And that's why the San Francisco 49ers realize at the end of the day, holding on to Jimmy Garoppolo is probably the best option for them at the end of the day, rather than move on from him. Now you're looking at the Dallas Cowboys 6 to 8 weeks possibly with Dak Prescott. At that point in time, the Philadelphia Eagles are rolling. Jalen Hurts is smashing. The Washington football team is rolling. No, wait, Commanders.
Washington Commanders are rolling.
I was like, wait a minute. And now the New York Giants seem like they got a little bit of life in them, even though I don't put too much stock in the Tennessee Titans. So this is where we are with the Dallas Cowboys. Another dud season for them.
So here's my thing, Keith. So when he went down late in the game yesterday, I was like, damn, that sucks. But their offense looked horrible. It looked horrible the whole game.
Yeah.
I was reading a stat this morning. It's the first time they haven't scored a TD since 2001, the season opener. Against guess who? The Tampa Bucks. Bay Bucks. Oh. Were you on that team, Key? No, you were in late. Well,
they have injuries to receiver and O-line. Like, everyone's focusing on the Bucks O-line, but Dallas had injuries on the O-line. And beyond that, guys, Todd Bowles' first game as head coach of the Bucks. Todd Bowles, the defensive head coach. And maybe that shows up, too.
Well, when you are a good head coach, it's so funny.
Coach at all, yeah.
It's amazing good head coaches get good teams with good personnel. They look a world of difference. Lovie Smith looked like a world of difference with the Houston Texans, right? I mean, the Texans all of a sudden look magical. Right, it's competitive. That's what happens when you get a guy like Todd Bowles with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the way that they've established things on the defensive side of the ball for him to still be in the building and being able to coach those guys up. They still got their coordinator. He's not the coordinator per se. He's the head coach / coordinator. But they understand.
He fused it with that kid.
Absolutely.
That's why you know Tomlin. Like, Tomlin doesn't have losing seasons. There are some guys who are so competitive. You're going to be in it.
We'll see how they do without T.J. Watt. He has that injury.
I
guess the question is for the Cowboys now. Like, what do you do? Like, Cooper Rush ain't it.
Well, they don't have a quarterback on their roster.
I know.
I think they got to go. They got to go acquire somebody. They got to go try to find and poach somebody. And I haven't had a chance to scour every single roster this early in the morning to figure out, but just at the top of my head, there's guys like possibly a Mason Rudolph for Pittsburgh sitting at the third spot.
Cam Newton?
But he's better. Nah.
Why not?
He's better than
Colin Kaepernick. Bring Colin Kaepernick to Dallas.
I just want to see Key's reaction off of it.
Give people something to watch.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Kaepernick with the Dallas Cowboys?
So, guys, man, y'all crazy.
Believe it or not, I would do that.
Yeah.
That's why I bring it up.
I would do that.
Yeah, okay.
If he could still play.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah. So here it is, guys. Jerry Jones, he's a shy retiring type, rarely speaks, but actually spoke publicly after the game. Would you like to hear from the reclusive Jerry Jones, the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys? Here he is at the post-game presser.
Really tough night for the Cowboys, but a surprising night. But, of course, really add to it. Right there at the end to lose him for several weeks. We'll see more about how many weeks that may be.
So several weeks. What exactly happened to his hand?
Yes, he has an injury above his joint and his thumb up here that'll need surgery.
Jerry Jones got the – it's funny because he got the information fast and got it out to the public. That's usually the head coach, but I get it. And this happens. It's a freak accident. It happens to quarterbacks all the time. Russell Wilson a year ago, the hand hits the helmet or hits somebody else's hand, and that's a lot of force. But Dak Prescott wasn't playing well anyway.
But Key, it's the
prior
fact
to that, he just wasn't playing well.
It's the fact that 2 years ago he had the calf injury, then he comes back after doing therapy, and all you heard about was that this is the first preseason where he wasn't injured, and the first game he gets injured. The look on Mike McCarthy's face in real time when they found out was a guy like he just lost his job. That's what it felt like.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So wait, what happened? Someone's car caught on fire? Who knows about this? Someone's car caught on fire?
In the Dolphins game, the tailgating, grilling, somebody either left the propane tank or something like that, or if it was propane, they probably put it in the car, and if not, if it was charcoal, they probably put it underneath the, you know, when you,
yeah, it had to be an SUV if it's a propane. They got a grill with a propane tank?
Probably. I don't know all the details, but whatever the case is, somebody ignited a bunch of cars. I want to say it was probably 8 cars in the parking lot, and it caught on fire at the Dolphins game. But the funny thing is, I wonder if the security was like, what the hell is going on here? You know, all of a sudden, because you could imagine it was in a row, so cars were blowing up.
But that's I wonder where it was at in relation to the stadium, though, because there's so many cars.
It was in the stadium. It was at the stadium.
I'm saying there's so many cars at these games, man. It's like,
you imagine you park your car, you go into the stadium, you come out, everything's on fire. Come on.
Hopefully they have insurance.
Yeah, but like sometimes you leave.
It feels like the Pats came out of stadium.
You bring your kid. You bring your kid. They leave the thing they really like in there, right? Like, hopefully you don't take the little one with their little
depends upon
binky or whatever.
Car and what kind of insurance do I have? Because you have,
when you're at these tailgates, and I don't know how much y'all tailgate at these sporting events before, you have to put out the coals.
Right.
You have to put them out 100%. Here's, as they say, a full transparency. So when I was a kid, Lord, please. When I was a kid, my mom asked me to put out the hibachi grill. We had the charcoal. She said, hey, put it out, pour water on it, and put it out. I was young. I was 9 at this time. I was 9, 10 years old at this time, I remember. So I went and put them out, but I didn't put them out. So behind the alleyway, the house is backed up to the alleyway, and then there's all this little grass patches. I took them and dumped them out, thinking I'm putting them out.
You didn't put water on them?
Put any water on them.
I think I put a little water, like a little, not enough. And I just walked back to the house, buying my business. Literally, I swear to you, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I walk back out about 30 minutes later, fire trucks of the people house.
Hey, and be like that. So do you have to own it? Did you have to own it or did you get away from it?
You know, that is interesting, Jay.
No, you don't say anything about that one.
I'm not saying
it's interesting, Jay. I don't remember that part.
I remember
everything else.
How did this happen?
I remember everything up to that point. I'm like, yeah, I don't remember that.
We're back in 10
seconds.
Oh,
fire!
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I will tell you, having witnessed many wild, bizarre, strange Steeler-Bengal games over the years, that one ranks up there.
Ball is down. The kick is on. It's blocked! Kick is blocked! Good snap. Down. Kick is on its way. That kick is long enough. High enough. And it is good! The kick is good!
All right, guys. Does it give McCarthy more runway or... because it's an excuse, or is he now toast? We're going to get to that in a second, but what a finish to that Bengals game. So the question is, what was the thing that you want to talk about today? Give me one thing, that big thing that you're like, I want to talk about that tomorrow on the radio. Tomorrow is today, Key. What do you got?
There's a couple of things, but then I'm focusing in really on
tomorrow is today.
Yeah, because like, you know, when you're watching it, you're like, oh, tomorrow legendary. I'm going to talk about this.
Well, I mean, I would have talked about it. It was so many different things we could have talked about, but because to me, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals game was such a, in my eyes, a thriller. It was a nice game because Cincinnati coming into this thing, Joe Burrow, Max Kellerman, the chain, the mink coats,
Joe Cool.
And then he goes out there, he has a fumble, four interceptions. And, you know, he threw the ball almost 60 times in the game. Yeah, that's probably not the way you want to go. Although, he battled back and he fought hard and all of those sort of things. But if he doesn't throw those four interceptions in the fumble, you're not in this situation. And so, will he do this the rest of his career? No. Will he probably do it this year again? No. This is an interesting situation because you give the Pittsburgh Steelers life after you rattled them two straight times last year. Now you give them life. They feel like, hey, this is, you know, this is what it is. That conference or that division going to be interesting because everybody in that division won yesterday except Cincinnati.
You got three quarterbacks and Mike Tomlin. And when you're watching that game, you're going, of course, what do you think?
Three quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mitch Trubisky didn't do a hell of a job?
Well, come on, Keith. There are three dudes who are going to be making $200 million, and then there's Mitch Trubisky.
But Mitch Trubisky did give him his flowers.
Their defense was spectacular, man.
Mitch Trubisky.
Their defense was
man,
nice.
Mitch Trubisky
he was played. Okay, but their defense is legit.
Key, I'm not arguing about Trubisky. All I'm saying is he's not – top of the
course.
Okay, but yeah.
He's not even in the middle.
But when you watch a Mike Tomlin team, of course you're thinking like, yeah, duh, these dudes ain't rolling over. By the way,
look at
you
want to
hear
man.
About you want to hear some Joe Burrow? Listen to Joe Burrow after the game.
You know, when things weren't going well, we didn't overreact, and when things were going well, we didn't overreact as well. I thought we stayed even keeled. Obviously, would have liked to come out with the win, but we live and learn.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's going to the playoffs.
He gets a pass. James
he gets a
producer,
pass from the media?
James,
why does he get a pass?
Our producer hates it.
Why? No,
he's going to get a pass.
Four interceptions.
He's in his third year. He had a horrible game.
Oh,
he fought to get his team back. Look, they came
what do you mean
with,
get a pass? If Patrick Mahomes had four interceptions, I'd be like, everyone, shut up.
He's not Patrick Mahomes
he'll be fine.
Yet.
No, no one's Patrick Mahomes. We're going to get to that in a second.
Wait.
We're going to get to that in a second.
He gets a pass.
He doesn't get a pass. He gets a pass.
Yes.
But he
gets a
pass,
but at the same time, they lost because
1,000%
four interceptions.
Sure. But nobody's walking away from this game be like, oh, Joe Burrow, like it's not going to.
Looking for a new quarterback?
Yeah, he's fine. He battled back. The plays he made down the stretch to put his team in a position to win that game were incredible.
Yes.
Like, if it were a high snap, McPherson makes a field goal. Like, you win the game.
Maybe it was the chain in the mink coat.
It could be.
Right, if they don't block the they win. They should have won that game. They should have won the game.
What if he was wearing the chain? I think they would have kicked the field goal.
Yep. He should have put that chain back on. That's the whole thing. Jay, what was the biggest thing that you saw that you want to talk about today?
Your boy, Justin Herbert. Three touchdowns, 279 yards.
I got three. But, I got Mahomes, Herbert, and Burrow. I claim all three.
See, he has a lot of different guys. I have a lot of different teams. He has different guys. Fine. Yeah. All I'm saying is like the dichotomy between Derek Carr, because Key's got me on the Derek Carr train last year.
Yeah.
You remember when we heard he was like, Derek Carr, one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. I'm like, okay, start paying attention to Derek Carr.
He is one of the elite quarterbacks. He's screwy. Well, but how you going to give him? See, this is the – you almost made me curse.
Can I finish my point?
He's good.
Let me finish my point.
What you going to give Joe Burrow?
No. Joe Burrow was in the Super Bowl. He was in the Super Bowl.
He came one throw away from winning. What are you talking about? Aaron Donald to stop him from winning the Super Bowl.
Wait. Let me finish my boy. Get so reactive.
Because you sitting there playing these radio television games.
That's you play with me every day.
You play radio with us every day. That's what we're doing. We're playing radio right now.
All I'm saying, all right, three INTs yesterday for Derek Carr did not look good. Right. Okay? Look, they're still going to be fine. But divisional game that they won.
You know, who said he was really good?
But the defense.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay. Defense for the Chargers looked good down the stretch.
Geez.
I mean, they gave up that lead, right? I was getting worried about it. But then Khalil Mack and company, they look good down the stretch.
Yeah,
and
reports of Khalil Mack's demise have been greatly exaggerated. Yeah.
That's always been their thing where, like, their defense was, like, run defense, one of the last in the league last year. So, like, that's a huge step for them.
They got a nice defense.
Mm. They look all right.
Defense is nice.
Here's my thing.
It's only going to get better, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let's hear from Justin Herbert. All those wideouts. What's up, Justin?
I think a great thing that we do is we're able to shuffle guys around and play multiple positions. You know, Keenan is an incredible athlete at the F. Definitely tough to play without him. But when you put in DeAndre Carter and you're able to change Josh Palmer from Z to X, Mike can play all those positions too. And then Gerald, and you got another tight end there that can make some plays. So you have guys that are interchangeable and able to step up when something goes down.
See, I don't know if – and I understand Jay, because Jay will get all excited about this. I don't understand when you're watching him and you're watching the other quarterbacks that came out his same year. I don't even understand how you don't even – how you pass on that.
Okay, wait. Yeah, that's a good – this is a good transition because you know I love Justin Herbert, right? He's the first guy that made me think that dude is just different than everyone else, including Josh Allen, everyone to me, except since Patrick Mahomes. But I got to talk about Patrick Mahomes. That's my biggest thing from yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, people understand. I knew he was going to have an enormous season this year because, he doesn't have his best target anymore. But now that's going to force him to spread it around.
He may not make the playoffs though.
He doesn't have,
defense.
He doesn't have the dude who can bail him out in these crazy situations. So now he's going to be forced to spread it around. And Patrick Mahomes, last year by far the worst season of his career, led the fourth best offense in the game, hosted the AFC Championship game. This dude is different than anyone I've ever seen because to me he's Aaron Rodgers in terms of the precision and the off schedule stuff, plus Brett Favre because people like him. He's fun. He's drawing it up in the dirt, only without Favre's interceptions. The dude is unbelievable, and I don't think it's right to compare other quarterbacks to him. I think there's Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you.
And then I think everyone else is fighting to see who should be compared to Patrick Mahomes. Here he is. Man who's hosted four AFC championship games in the first 4 years as a starter with two Super Bowl appearances and a championship. Here he is on the game where he just threw five touchdowns with no interceptions to set it off. Here he is after the game.
I mean, I'm very comfortable with him. You saw the guy who stepped up and made plays, tough contested catches like Juju and Marquez did a great job with that. And then obviously the tight ends played well and the running backs played well. The only one I was missing was McColl. I owed McColl two touchdowns. So I was glad I got him with the one at the end there. But, I mean, he was getting open and he's had a good camp getting open on those routes. I just have to connect on those if we want to continue to get better.
Yeah, this dude has I threw him a couple touchdowns. I threw him a touchdown. Get ready for this all year. He's going to be spreading this ball around. Key, before we get out, you co-sign that? You're going to spread it around?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that was the whole thing initially when they got rid of Tyreek Hill. Oh, my God, what are they going to be able to do? It's just going to look different.
They're going
to be able to do the same things. He'll be able to methodically move the team down the field, put the points on the board. It's just going to look different to you.
Looked pretty good yesterday. Before I tell you that.
Is?
We want to hear from you. I was going to go right into the read, but 888-729-3776. What was the biggest thing you saw yesterday, the thing you're burning to talk about?
I can't believe you.
What? Plus, is Trey Lance already overwhelmed? Let's have a big overreaction.
One guy gives three interceptions. Another guy gives four.
I can already do the next segment.
He's going to calm down.
They should cut this guy.
I did not say that.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's time for No Huddle here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, you can call us 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The biggest thing you saw Sunday. All right, let's start with No Huddle.
Steelers at Bengals.
Joe Burrow's 5 turnovers and a missed kick by Evan McPherson cost the Bengals. Burrow threw a career-high 4 interceptions and lost a fumble in the team's loss. Also sacked 6 times. Of course, he did bring them all the way back and tied the game. They should have won.
Should have won the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, that's true. Steelers 23, Bengals 20 in overtime. How much is Joe Burrow to blame for the Bengals' loss, Key?
I think it's a lot to blame, but it's not him personally. It's just Week 1, 5 turnovers, 4 interceptions, certainly put them behind the 8-ball. And I understand he brought them back, made it interesting in the end. They didn't finish the deal, so some of it falls on the shoulder. It's week 1 of the season. I'm not ready to trade him, cut him, or anything else. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, right. Yo, week 1.
Mitchell Trubisky was all right, but I give a lot of credit to that Steelers defense, though. I mean, their defense was on point. T.J. Watt was an absolute beast. Forced the Bengals into five times. They turned them over for 6 points on the board. But concerning for the Steelers moving forward, T.J. Watt out and Najee Harris out with a high ankle sprain. So moving forward, some issues.
The biggest key thing for me out of this game that I take away other than the 5 turnovers is the 6 sacks. I thought we fixed this offensive line. We went out and spent money in the offseason. We brought in guys. Yeah. Hey, looks the same as it was a year ago.
Let me guess something. Burrow's going to spend a career being sacked a lot and throwing some picks. Because talk about Daboll not afraid to lose. The dude isn't playing not to lose. He's playing to win, so he's going to take some chances.
Hey, if you get 1 championship out of his career, that's fine.
That would mean two Super Bowl appearances.
Brett Favre threw the football to a lot of teams in his career. How did that work out for the Green Bay Packers and for him?
Worked out pretty good. Guys, what's next, Yates?
Patriots at Dolphins.
Mike McDaniel era starts with a win. Dolphins beat the Patriots handily, 27. Tua passed for 270 yards and a TD. Patriots second-year quarterback Mac Jones threw for 213, a TD and an INT. Here is Tua after the game.
Oh, it feels awesome. It feels awesome having someone like Tyreek. You know, I'll keep saying this. Dude's a cheat code. You know, it's not easy covering this guy. You know, when he's motioning, when he's running routes off of motions and doing his thing. So, I love it.
All right. Did Tua show enough to prove that he and Tyreek could be a dangerous duo, Key?
He really did. It's amazing to see because putting the ball in both Waddle's hands and Tyreek's hands, whether it's down the field, intermediate, or short, because they got speed to burn, they certainly showed us that against the New England Patriots. Doesn't mean that it's going to carry for the rest of the season, but in week 1, it certainly looked good. Before I move on to Jay, I just want to say one thing. Jay is like Don King, okay? Whoever wins, he jumps in that corner.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, does it benefit me if I bet on them? This is what you get to understand about a degenerate gambler like myself, Keith.
Yes.
My favorite teams are teams that win me money. Mm. So when you win money, you become happy.
That's
and for
true.
Me, there's something extra special about when I see Tua do well. And by the way, I like to say, regardless if Tua looked spectacular yesterday, this is Tyreek Hill's team. I mean, literally off the first 8 routes, He was targeted 5 times. I mean, so he's
spent done all his, that money. Better use him.
He's done his thing.
You gotta use him.
And by the way, here's a stat for you: Tua's 4-0. Is it 4-0, Yates?
4-0.
4-0 versus Bill Belichick. Just want to start.
Hey,
pushing that little thing.
Listen, down. What Key said about those weapons. Everyone's like, "Oh, it's a deep threat. It takes the lid off." It's so much more than that. Yeah. They're a home run threat wherever they touch the ball, anywhere on the field. So they're a deep threat, but they're a deep threat even if they're not deep. You know, they're always, and that is going to really help the offense. Our guys on either side of the field.
As long as he could toss them the football, he'll be okay.
Yeah, if he could just get 50 yards.
If he could just dink and dunk him and hopefully somebody missing, they can put their foot in the ground and go, he'll have a job for the rest of his career.
Man, it feels great hearing Keyshawn talk positively about Tua. Moving on.
Don't try to move on after that, Jay. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Packers at Vikings.
Justin Jefferson and the Vikings beat the Packers 23-7 for Kevin O'Connell's first win as new head coach. Had 184 receiving yards and 2 TDs. Who does he think he is? Saquon Barkley? The Saquon Barkley of receivers? Aaron Rodgers finished 22 for 34 passing, 195 yards, no touchdowns. Here is Rodgers himself on the mistakes the Packers made in the game.
Well, there's some execution issues, for sure, that didn't allow us. You know, the pick was a real dumb decision by me, but the play was a good play, and we totally blocked it wrong. You know, we're supposed to block a certain way. Z came basically untouched, and the back had to block him. I had to roll to the left. I guess that was a fumble. Just stuff like that, where we have a down-the-field shot. If we just block it the way we know we're supposed to block it, there's going to be an opportunity to take a shot down the field. We don't. I got to move. I should throw it away. I don't. I fumble. Take the ball back. Get 3 points. So that's one example. There were probably 3 or 4 others.
He's pointing to himself, but really he's pointing to All right. So, Keith, I was going to ask you more of a concern for the Packers, the O-line or the receivers, but what Rodgers just said there, under the guise of saying, I take responsibility, he's really pointing to everybody else.
Well, no, so he started off by saying, we make some mistakes, we do some stuff, blah, 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 and it was, but he's saying that the offensive line and the protection needs to go a certain way, but he can't remove himself from throwing the interception because it was stupid to let the ball go. You throw it away when the protection breaks down and you get flushed out of it. You don't try to make something magical happen. And he realized that, but he had to put himself in there after having that, you know, saying what he said. Sure. He could not remove himself because then people like you and Jay would certainly jump on top of that and catch it just like you did.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about last year? If these two teams were playing, I would have probably said, you know what, Justin Jefferson is probably the second best player, maybe third best player on the field because Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers are there. But, like, man, he was the best player on the field yesterday.
Yeah.
The best player on the field. 9 catches, 184 yards, 2 TDs. Look at the work he's put in.
That's single coverage, man. You ain't, come on.
Okay.
This kid has taken the NFL by storm. And you got him out there running up against one dude. Like, you don't scheme that way. And Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, certainly made that mistake, and he'll fix it next time around. Well, the reason I say this, if you go back to last year, what happened in week 1 for the Packers? They got run out of the building.
Yep.
They got run out of the building.
Although they had an excuse because Rodgers hadn't practiced all preseason.
Nothing. He didn't practice all preseason again.
No, but he was holding out, sort of. Yeah, it was almost like a holdout.
Yeah, same thing, man. No difference.
Yeah,
thing.
By the way, 100% I'm with Key on this one. Rodgers in the beginning of the season, they could even get buried with the record. Everyone's going to write him off.
Yeah.
Remember when he's the type of dude to, they're down 2-3 games in the division, then win 7 in a row.
You just got to make some adjustments.
Yeah.
Y'all taking the Packers to win the division?
Yep.
Okay, I'll take the Vikings.
What's the bet?
How much you betting me, Max?
$1.
No.
I bet you
say
$1.
Say it with your chest.
I'm gonna stay with the Packers.
Yeah,
I had them in the beginning of the season. I'm staying with them now.
It is the beginning of the season.
I mean preseason. It's one damn game.
Yeah, right.
What? It's one game. It's one game. Minnesota looks great. It's one game. One game, Jay.
888 say ESPN 729-3776. What was the biggest thing you saw on Sunday? This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. I'm kind of with Key. Week one, it's like you start to change your perception of the whole league.
It's not about whether you're with somebody or not. I'm just happy that you guys took the bet. We bet in dinner.
Look,
it's a simple bet.
Is,
you don't have
week
to explain
one
yourself.
Is a piece of evidence. Oh, it's about 6% of the season. We got 94% more to go.
Thanks, Coach.
Wake
Max
me up
Kellerman.
In week six.
I understand how seasons work. I played a lot of them.
What's next, Yates?
49ers.
I simulated them on Madden. What are you talking about? All right. Justin Fields threw two touchdowns.
Oh, they go
and
the
Bears
Super Bowl.
Topped the 49ers 19-10 in Eberflus's debut.
Hey,
Trey Lance finished 13 of 28 for 164 yards, no TDs.
Get rid of him. Trade him. Well, put in Jimmy G.
And he threw an interception. His passer rating, not his QBR, his passer rating was 50.3.
What?
He also ran for team highs and carries, 13 and rushing yards, 54. Here is the first-year starter on his performance.
Man, I made too many mistakes. Defense kept us in the game. Had a big miss to Tyler Kroft in the end zone. I tried to throw a perfect ball. She just put it right on him, man. He was wide open. Turned the ball over, took a sack that knocked us out of field goal range that I shouldn't have. Missed Debo on the third down. It's another third down to Juwan. Just too many mistakes. A lot of stuff to clean up for sure for me. But, man, excited. Still got my head up. Excited to get ready to go next week.
Is Trey Lance overwhelmed, Key? And what, you know, Jimmy G. Jimmy G wasn't worth a whole lot a couple weeks ago. Boy, things change. Cowboys need a quarterback for half a season. That's so far. The Niners may need one. What do you think about Trey Lance?
I think Trey Lance will be fine. It's going to take time. You got to remember, this kid hadn't played a whole lot of football, okay? And when you get out in the National Football League, that thing is, if you've never been on the Autobahn in overseas, then you just saw what that looks like. Or he at least just saw what it looks like. Things are moving. I mean, it's speed of the game. He's holding the ball along. And on top of that, the weather didn't help him out at all. I'm okay with him. I think he's okay. Jay wanted to replace him with Jimmy G yesterday.
Jay can speak for himself. All I'm saying is I get it takes time, right? And I do think Trey Lance will be okay. He didn't play extremely poor. He was like a deer in headlights a little bit yesterday. The only thing I said last week, guys, first two games of the season, at Bears, Seahawks. Then you start to get into a little bit of the gauntlet. At Broncos, Rams, Panthers, right? Chiefs. It starts getting way more difficult. He loses this game at home against the Seahawks. You're going to have a certain subset of people that are going to start saying, yo, this team is primed to do it now. Is Jimmy G the guy that can help them do it now?
It's an interesting team. And the reason I say this is really only one guy on the offense. It's two guys on the offensive side. Well, Kittle didn't play yesterday. But it's two guys on the offensive side of the ball that make you go. It's Kittle and Debo Samuel.
The tight end and the Swiss Army knife.
That's it. Yeah. It's not like they have a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There's this thought process that the 49ers are the Minnesota Vikings with Randy Moss, Chris Carter, and Jake Reed.
That's not true.
Hey, and Robert Smith in the backfield.
Real quick, you know what occurred to me yesterday, guys? Trey Lance, Justin Fields. Fields was the blue chip prospect out of high school. It was Fields and Trevor Lawrence. Fields was the blue chip guy, 1B to Trevor Lawrence's 1A. Right up almost till draft time where his stock started falling. People like Trey Lance's upside more, but he's always considered more of a long-term project. It may be a while before he's a really good quarterback. Meantime, Justin Fields put in a horrible situation. One week one as the underdog. I mean, he just went out and did that.
He did what we thought he would do, be the guy that would lift his team and make some magical plays. He had two back-to-back Patrick Mahomes moments yesterday. Did you see the wraparound?
That was special.
I was like, oh,
he's
okay.
Got a little extra.
Little Patrick Mahomes there. Okay.
Keyshawn,
I don't mind him.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Guys, I say all that because we are joined now by none other than David Kaplan himself, host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago. What's up, Cap?
What's up, Cap?
How about those Bears, baby? Back. The peanut punch was the key play in the game.
What do you think? The Bears, were you surprised that they won?
Yes, I was surprised that they won. And let's not forget, like Key was saying, that it's week one. Last year, I think in week two, the Bears beat the Cincinnati Bengals. One ended up in the Super Bowl, one that ended up cleaning house. So we got to pump the brakes a little bit. The weather was insanely bad. The field actually held up. Novel concept that we had a decent-looking field. But the peanut punch
by Jalen Johnson that stripped Deebo Samuel deep in the red zone.
What a play.
If that doesn't happen and they score, I don't know where that game ends up. But guess what? Adjustments, novel concept for a head coach. And the Bears won. 1-0, baby.
Yeah, that is true, Cap. But look, we all know that the Bears don't have a whole lot, but that's okay. Because if you could string them together, one here, one there, you know, you didn't expect for them to beat the 49ers, and the 49ers didn't expect them to lose. And like Jay said, you look up for the 49ers, they come to Chicago. Now they got to play Seattle. They can lose to Seattle just like they lost to Chicago. Chicago could beat their next opponent just like they beat the 49ers. This is a week-to-week thing. That's truly what it is. And you learn every single week what you have as a team. There's no question about it.
Yeah, by the way, the conditions were bad for both teams.
Yeah,
one just bad for Trey Lance.
Cap, you talk about that ball they were able to knock out in the red zone. How special was the Bears' defense, right, to keep the 49ers, regardless of lack of, you know, not having Kittle and other issues, but keeping them only to 7 points?
That was huge. I mean, you strip him there, and even though it was 10-0 at the half, and I didn't think we were going to get blown off the field, I just didn't know if we were going to score. Our offensive line is what it is. But, man, Justin Fields had, I heard Keith say, a Patrick Mahomes moment. It was a sweet play because I thought he was going to be sacked. And he made a couple of really good throws. And then if you listen to his post game on the touchdown to Dante Pettis for 51 yards, he's rolling left. And he said it wasn't like a fire drill. He said, I went through my reads.
Yeah,
first
absolutely.
Guy not there.
Absolutely.
Second guy not there. Oh, guess what? I know where my safety valve is. And he looked, the guy's wide open.
Yeah, and the thing is that as a young quarterback, you need to know where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is at all times. And when you use your eyes and you keep them downfield, you know where people are supposed to be at. So when he spun out of there and got going down the field with his eyes down there, he realized, okay, Pettis is supposed to be to my right. This looks like a good throw. I should be able to make it. He made it. It was a touchdown. That was another Patrick Mahomes moment. Overall, though, how did you think he played yesterday, Cap?
I think he was just okay because there's not enough weapons there. You know, Bears fans are all optimistic because we don't have Matt Nagy here. And that's, you know.
Jay's favorite guy.
He mentioned
addition by subtraction or before the show began about something else. But, yes, that is addition by subtraction. Yes, Cap?
Yeah, they're just excited that there's a new regime and a new way of playing. And, you know, I worked yesterday with Dave Wannstedt, Alex Brown, and Lance Briggs, and they're all talking. It looks like Lovey's team is back because the peanut punch and, you know, the way they pick up every loose ball on the field. There's a new vibe here. I don't think we're going to have a great record. I don't. Just because there's not enough talent. But I like the way they play, and I still believe Justin Fields is the guy. And I think there will be a time you're going to have me on, and we're going to be like, how about that kid making All-Pro? That's how good I think he is.
Now they go to Green Bay. Green Bay's licking their wounds from Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers, those receivers didn't do much. What do you think their chances are going into Lambeau Field on Sunday night, knowing that Chicago's won there in the past?
Chicago has, and it's Bear Packer week, so that's a big thing, and we're coming off a win and them off a loss. It's going to be really cool. Really cool. Green Bay's a 9-point favorite for a reason, because they have Aaron Rodgers, but that team's not invincible. They looked horrible yesterday. Horrible. So you can't keep taking talent away, whether it's David Bakhtiari or Davante Adams, who now plays in Vegas and made a heck of a catch for a touchdown yesterday. You can't keep having talent walk out the door and just think one guy's going to elevate everybody. I don't think that can happen. So I give the Bears a shot. Do I think they're going to win? Probably not. But let's go in and see what we can do. Shock the world.
So, Cap, talk to me for a second. With the NFC North, with the way it looks with the Lions, with Green Bay not looking the same, with the Vikings winning yesterday and the Bears winning, who do you think is the favorite to win the division?
For me, Minnesota. I do.
A lot of people think of Minnesota now.
They got a lot of talent there. I mean, their big three their big three skill position players, other than the quarterback, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen. I think they're improved on the offensive line. I like their scheme for everything I've read. We've had some reporters on about it. Minnesota's a good football team, man. I'm just telling you. They're good.
On paper, they look good in a lot of seasons. It doesn't, by the end of the season, they wind up okay.
Different, though.
It does feel a little different. Like Kirk Cousins, to me, seemed to turn a corner over the last couple of years from an empty calorie stat guy to a guy who can actually help you win, and they do have a lot. It's true.
I'm not shocked by people feeling like Minnesota could win the division, especially since the departure of Devontae Adams, and we saw what that looked like for the Packers yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't the receiving core. I don't know where those dudes were at.
That is David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Thanks as always, Cap.
All right, Cap.
Have a good week. Go
NBA
Bears,
training
bear
camp
down.
Starting soon. Get ready.
Here we come, baby. DeMar DeRozan being doubted again.
Hey, with Dak Prescott now expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks, practically half a season. And by the way, he didn't look so good before he got hurt. What should the Cowboys do at quarterback?
What should they do?
Could Jimmy G be an option? That's right, I said it. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 8.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Willimax. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.